Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
Yeah.
It's Monday. Get over that Monday blues, and sitting in for Portia, we got the one, the only DJ, Tracy Steele.
Yeah, Tracy Steele.
The Jackstress of all trades. And also, we got bouncing over to the West Coast with Heidi and Frank. What up, y'all?
What's up?
Look who's here.
I thought we had a good-looking man in the studio.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Well, later in the show, the big homie Chuy Martinez hits the BET Awards red carpet, so we're going to check in with that. Plus, you won't believe what crazy items Cardi B has on her baby registry. But first, the BET Awards went down last night, and the live show, the pre-show, was a fantastical train wreck, to say the least. it was so lit, it had to be broken up by police, or people dressed as police. Take a look.
Who designed this tonight? Because I need that look.
Man, styled by Brian Javara, man. This is grayscale. Did both of us. Absolutely, really dope.
Excuse me, sir. Well, you know we're live on TV.
We're live on television right now, sir.
Nephew. What's up? No. We're live. We'll be back, sir. It's okay, sir. It's all right. You can handle that.
Sir, my father is a firefighter.
The security coming.
No, he is.
It's okay. Because nobody shuts down.
It just got real, you guys.
She did the white woman, honey. My dad's a firefighter.
The cop said, if you don't get a move on here and pay attention to what you're supposed to be doing, the fire marshal's going to get down here. That's why she's like, well, my dad's a firefighter.
I missed that part because I'm like, my dad does home inspections.
In my opinion, it was staged. It looked staged to me.
It wasn't staged.
It wasn't staged.
It did not look
real. No, those cops stayed in the way, and they weren't trying to get any shine. They was just in the way.
It was real.
But the cop had nothing on him. Like, it wasn't even a flashlight cop. Where was the utility belt? I was looking for the utility belt.
Their uniform. They like to flex their authority when they have on their uniform.
He probably texts his family, check this out, I'm about to be on TV. Look at this.
Yeah.
Watch this.
We're live on BET. I know.
Okay, y'all. Roseanne Barr is crying over her mistakes. Yes, indeed. She's given her first interview since her controversial tweet comparing Valerie Jarrett to an ape and has apologized through her tears.
Oh. I'm a lot of things. A loud mouth and all that stuff, but I'm not stupid, for God's sake, and I never would have wittingly called any black person say they are a monkey. I never would do that. I'm very sorry, but I don't think that. I never would do that. And I have loved ones who are African American. I just can't stand it. I just can't stand it.
I have loved ones who are African American.
So are you saying that's not sincere, that those are crocodiles?
Tell a manufactured jug when you see one. Like, she's talking to a rabbi, and then she's talking, like, you know, like, I have African-American loved ones. Yeah. You know, the little pieces in between my peppers are black. You know, like.
Yeah.
It's insane. Listen, racists only apologize for being racist when their checks are being affected.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now she's blaming. She's saying she could have never possibly have done that because she's got black people who she loves. Crazy. But then she also said the only reason she did that was because she was on Ambien.
But people gotta learn how to lie better. You know, like, you know, she went with the Ambien thing. thing, and that didn't quite work. She'd have been better off saying it was autocorrect. She was trying to say Valerie Jarrett looks like a grape.
Exactly.
Well, Seth Rogen is so over Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's relationship. So Pete posted this photo and wrote, "What the actual?" To which Ariana responded, "I love you." And then Pete wrote, "I love you more though." In the media right now, it's like all the love fest between the two of them. We've all been there, early stages of the relationship. Well, Seth Rogen has had enough, and he commented, "Guys, seriously, listen, I understand the early stages of a relationship. You're on the love drug. You had crazy love, Frank. After that sort of wears off, and it does eventually, it doesn't mean you don't love them anymore. It just wears off. It changes. It does.
When the dopamine fades.
Right. That's yep. Right. There it is.
Now, Portia's still fine to me, so I'm going with that. Portia's still fine to me. So I'm still in the infatuation stage. Portia's still fine.
Not here. Tracy's still fine to you.
Tracy is still fine. Tracy, you're fine, too.
Together.
Tracy, you're fine.
You're that guy at the club. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, you're I'm going to bounce around a little bit. I'm bouncing around until I get a yes.
Anybody want to buy some water?
Somebody saying yes. All right, Atlanta, we'll be back later in the show to show you the world's ugliest dog.
Bye, Atlanta.
Nelly tells his pop, "No more pimp juice, y'all, honey. You're cut off." He cutting his daddy off, y'all. Sometimes you gotta do it. Yeah, Bobby, come on now, head crack. Now, y'all, over the weekend, honey, Nelly publicly, y'all, stopped supporting his father. Now, he said, y'all, quote, "Hope it was worth it, Pops. I'm done with you. No more money from me. Let them pay your bills."
I want to know why he cut him off. That's what I want to know.
I know why.
Why?
The deal is, not from what I saw. Now, Nelly's dad, Ashanti, was in St. Louis visiting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Nelly's dad took a picture with Ashanti.
And of course, Ashanti is his ex.
Right. His ex-girlfriend. And it's obvious, now, they broke up, like, I think, in 2012. And it's obvious that he is still upset about it. So he just say, "You taking a picture with her, and I'm dating Miss Jackson now? That's not a good look." So, honey, he stops supporting
his daddy. I don't think that's what it is at all, Gary. I think that Nelly and his daddy ain't that cool and wasn't that cool from jump, or either something happened along the way. And then he took a picture with Ashanti, and it, like, it was like a slap in the face to Nelly, because he...
But why would it be? It's years. He's moved on. He has a girlfriend.
It don't
why
matter,
would he still be bitter?
But if I didn't talk to my dad, and then my dad got cool with my ex, and I start seeing my dad and the ex and a bunch of pictures with all my ex, I would be like, what is going on? I ain't cool with him or her no more.
But would you cut your father off because of that?
I think he was probably cut off before.
Like it was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Kinda.
Ooh. But what if, like, Nelly's dad's like a real big Ashanti fan?
Exactly. I had to cut that off, honey. No. A belated congratulations to Cardi B and Offset. We just found out that they've been secretly married since September 20th, 2017.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how you keep people out your business.
Yeah.
Now Cardi B is publicly planning her baby shower, and she's not shy about what she put on her registry.
What she got on there?
Ooh, some of the things included a battery-powered Bentley Bentayga that cost $700. There was also a bassinet that will run $2,799. Mm-hmm. But if you want it covered in gold leaf, it'll just cost you an extra $839.
Just a little extra.
Just a little extra change. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to get the cheap stuff, there was a Bieber baby cook set, baby food maker, for a low $200.
That's affordable. That's doable.
To us.
The baby needs diapers. That's what the baby needs.
But see, that's so common. That's what everybody gonna get the baby. It's gonna be diaper cakes and diapers left and right, and subscriptions to a diaper company
and
diaper
all that's necessary. And all of it
all
is
that
necessary.
Is necessary. But the parents could buy their own diapers, because that's not really expensive. When you have celebrity friends that come to your shindig, like, they not finna just buy you anything, because they know you have everything.
I mean, but, like, you know, with these registries, ain't it kind of like shooting your shot and see, like, what the outlandish things that you can get other people to buy
yes.
for you?
Just right. like yes. a wedding registry. Yes.
Then you pull out the gap when it's done.
Yes.
I never go buy the registries. Never, honey.
Why?
Because I don't. For the baby, honey, I go to Marshall and buy a nice little baby thing. They got cute little stuff over there, honey. And you go to Neiman, they have it wrapped. And there you go, honey.
Oh, you buy it from Marshall's and go to Neiman to get it wrapped. Yes, Gary.
That's what you do. Coming up, Chewy Martinez shuts down the red carpet at the BET Awards. Up next.
Hey, what up, Dish Nation fam? Chewy Martinez, and here we are at the 2018 BET Awards. We're about to hit this gray carpet. It's going to be a hot one. I see the celebrities coming. Let's do this.
I love you so much.
much. I just want to start the interview off by saying that.
I love you more, man. How are you?
You're like, I did like one of my first interviews with you, and you're just so amazing. I get so happy when I see your beautiful face.
Thank you. Likewise, buddy. How you doing, baby? Let me. There you go.
Can I have one of these?
Yes. Go ahead. But yo, Amber, here we are, baby. You are melting before our very eyes, but you look great. You're holding together, buddy.
Thank you, babe.
So what's new in Amber's life? What's going on with you? Tell us, man.
So my son just graduated preschool. Yeah, and he's so smart. He just got into a really amazing school. And, mom is just working. I got a lot of great, a lot of TV stuff coming out now, which I'm excited about. I haven't done much TV, but and I have a deal with Fashion Nova, a deal with Simply Be overseas, and I just got signed a deal for a new podcast as well. So, and a bunch of other stuff. My brain is like...
A lot. You look amazing.
Thank you. You know, I try to do a little something for the people when I come out of the house on a day-to-day basis, and especially for shows. I'm a friend of the nation.
She's a friend of the nation.
Of the dish.
Yes.
Islam too, but of the dish for current purposes.
All right, the summer's here, man. What are you doing this summer, brother? You working? You traveling? Vacation? What's up?
Yeah, I just came back from the south of France.
Okay.
I'm recording constantly. I got a new single out called Reverse. Putting out some new music, ASAP, and just going back to the studio after this.
Nice, man. What's the funnest thing to do in south of France? I've never been, bro.
Do drugs in a church, in an ancient church.
Okay. Do drugs in an ancient church. That's going to be on my bucket list, bruh.
Real talk.
Of course, you're celebrating the 18th year of BET Awards. What were y'all doing 18 years ago?
Ooh. How
18
old was
years
he?
Ago?
How old?
I was 13, so I was... Wow.
What were you doing, bruh?
14. Okay. I was watching Tig and Rap City. Yeah, Rap City was popping then.
Rap City was popping.
I think I had just started getting into boys at 14. So I probably was just like,
That's when y'all met? Aw.
No.
I couldn't deal with for 14 now.
Bro, can you? Woo.
10 years is good.
We're honoring Anita Baker tonight.
Absolutely. Well, Anita, icon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anita Baker was playing throughout. Yeah. Please tell me.
My mama, oh my God, every morning I used to listen to Anita Baker. Every morning.
Every morning?
Every morning.
What's your favorite Anita song?
Ooh.
Sweet love.
No.
All right.
What's the other one? What's the big, the real, real big one?
Sweeter love.
I can't remember that. No. Yeah, that one.
Sweet love, don't you ever go away.
Okay. I love it. Thank you so much. Of course, one of the genres here today that's really popular right now with the kids especially is the mumble rap. That's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
Looking into the camera and give me your best mumble rap verse. 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm saying for the five. Hit five with a vibe. Huh. Hit the same with a vibe. Huh. Out there with a scoop, scoop. Hit the same with a vibe.
I'm in the way.
Mumble, you already know we can rumble. Ooh, I cursed my bad. Trigger, flicker. I just messed up, but it's like, and it's chewy. Ah, boo.
Yeah.
I want you to look into the camera right now, Amber, and give me your best mumble rap verse. 3, 2, 1, go.
You can't pay me enough money to do that. I love you. Bye-bye.
That's the best one so far. That's the best one.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation. Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation, yo! Well, move over, Barbecue Becky. There's a new internet sensation, Permit Patty. Oh, man, over the weekend, a woman called the police on an 8-year-old girl for the crime of selling water while being black.
That's so sad.
What?
this woman don't want to let a little girl sell some water. She calling the police on an 8-year-old little girl. You can hide all you want. The whole world gonna see you, boo.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit? Yeah.
On my property.
It's not your property. You're
on her property.
Yeah.
She's on her own property selling water.
And I'd like to point out, her big ass is the worst hide-and-seek player ever. You duck down, we saw all
right,
that.
Right.
But what is the problem?
What is the problem?
Selling some water. Please tell me.
Mm. You know, some people just be in their feelings and they feel like, you know, they're doing like a civil justice by like getting like just random peddlers off the street. But it was an 8-year-old girl.
She
was trying to raise money to go to Disney World or Disneyland.
You know what? That is so petty.
That is the saddest thing. So you don't think it's racially driven? You don't think she's a bigot or a racist?
I do. I think she's racist. Mm. If it was a little white girl, I don't think she would have had that problem. She wouldn't have said nothing. She'd have bought a whole case.
But the police should give them a ticket for coming out for something.
I agree.
Like that.
I mean, totally agree.
I mean, they use it like when your alarm go off at your house unexpected and they charge you.
Yes.
They charge them for this.
I totally agree.
But, yo, the memes I saw on the internet was crazy.
They are eating her alive on the internet.
They should.
My favorite one is the Permit Patty stepbrothers meme that they made where they merged it with the other chick who called the people at the barbecue.
Oh, my God.
Well, while Lil Shorty was getting shut down on the West Coast for, you know, selling water, Suri Cruz was actually celebrated for selling a lemonade in New York City.
Oh, well, okay. How old is Suri?
Stop it.
Well, Suri's 12 years old. And, you know, New York's a little bit more progressive than some places. And she set up a lemonade stand during New York City's Gay Pride Parade. Now, she was slinging it for about $2 a cup. And she was also selling Rainbow Rice Krispie Treats, you know, to celebrate the movie.
So, basically, the black little girl can't sell dollar waters in front of her house. But Suri could go out and sell $2 lemonade to everybody.
This is New York.
And nothing happens. Nobody picks up the phone and calls the police on the
New York have other things to worry about. They ain't caring about, like, no celebrity kids selling lemonade.
Did you guys sell anything when you were kids?
We lived in this building, and, like, you know, sometimes the mailman would leave, like, you know, just, like, the multi-mailer things out.
So
those value pack coupons. So me and my friends used to go, like, door-to-door selling them for $5.
You the one Permit Patty should have been called the police on. Okay.
We definitely would. I wouldn't even be mad if we went to jail.
Oh, okay.
Well, we don't sell lemonade yet, but you can buy some Dish Nation gear. Be the hottest one on the block with a Dish Nation shirt or hat. So go to dishnation.com/dishgear and live your best life.
Hello? Officer, there's a black man here selling hats. Okay, he's got a tablecloth on for a shirt and some very short shorts. Me? Oh, no, I'm white.
Stay tuned, y'all. There's still more Dish Nation coming up.
Welcome back. The 2018 World Ugliest Dog Contest was this weekend. There was some tough competition, but the results are in, and I'm sorry to say hi to you. Took runner-up again. No, I'm sorry. The winner was actually a 9-year-old English bulldog named Zsa Zsa. She took home the crown. Look at her.
See, now, I never understand these because I'm a dog lover, so I'm like, she's cute. She's kind of cute in an ugly way, but she's cute.
I feel bad for an ugly dog. Just like ugly babies. It's kind of like you just, it's like, hey.
I know somebody shows you the picture and you're like, oh.
Yeah. You got to stretch it out.
How old is she?
I like Tone's idea. Ugly baby contest.
Little
Let's
baby.
Kick it up a notch.
Zsa Zsa, very butch. If I didn't see the pink collar, look at the build, the broad.
Yeah, it's a strong one.
The broad chest and shoulders. I'd be like, who's a good boy? I'm a girl. Flashback to junior high for me. I'm a girl.
Hell, your ex looks like Zsa Zsa.
Wow.
He ain't lying. He's not lying. No.
That's not petty at all. That's not petty at all.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.